Just read a text about it was like a text on cuteness, but it was like giving an example of this Chubby XCX video. It was a text that was about like cuteness in pandemic, and how, I mean, she made this album entirely in pandemic, but also this kind of video of like tiny little diminutive samples of this snapshots of this like cute life and like cute like lockdown and a specific type of beauty and yeah, kind of also this maybe static performativity of cuteness. I don't know what you think about this video, but and also I cannot kind of take that melody out of my head now.
Yes, now I'm on the street. I left the bosom of the cute donut shop. The staticness, I know what you mean, because it has to be, it's kind of a part of it, is that it has to be static somehow, in order for us to be like comfortable enough to engage with it. Like, it can't change on us. Like, it seems like there's something about being disrupted, like the sound. There's something about disruptance or disturbance that would be sort of contrary to something being cute. And yeah, oh man, I feel like there's a lot to say about the Charlie XCX video. I'm also watching everybody walk by in their fluffy coats. But yeah, the XCX video, I think the thing that stood out to me immediately was like the hands and the holding. In this quote from Benjamin on Marx that Nagai quotes on cuteness, and things, and like how the consumer object would be able to find a hand to nestle in. And there's something that seems to need to be controlled or easily held in order for it to be cute. Again, going back to some sort of like frictionlessness. And I know we've kind of talked about this before, and I'll send you a piece that I've been sort of writing about this later on. But I think you know this about me generally, I always have a hard time with relationships being sort of positioned or presented as cute. And maybe that's just because I'm like such a Berlant stan that I believe that people are deeply inconvenient and other bodies that we're up against. So to like present them as this like free flowing ease seems difficult, if not a problem for me. And maybe that's just me. Maybe that's my own damage that I can't comprehend it. But there's also something I find really meaningful about like relationships being presented in their full complexity, which seems to maybe involve cute aspects and cute moments. But I think the XCX video sort of romanticized this pre-pandemic togetherness as this like, oh, everyone's like soft and loving each other. But that was also a part of the fantasy that we needed to maintain during lockdown. It did, I know you've like mentioned something like this before, it does kind of act like a escape almost, or something to draw us out of our current position. What did you think of the XCX video?